The first coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Tyra Perry. The Fighting Illini are 34-20 in the season and wrapped up Big Ten play with a 12-11 record. Illinois enters the Big Ten tournament as the number 7 seed and will take on 10th-seeded Michigan State on Thursday, beginning at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. If you could open with a statement, and then we'll take questions from the media.
Well, I can personally say that I'm extremely excited to have the opportunity to participate in this week's Big Ten tournament. I'm the second coach at the University of Illinois following Perry Sullivan's retirement. She started the program and was there for 16 years, so this will be my first outing. We have a great group of young women who've competed really hard and diligently this entire year. We also have seniors that will be excited to play this week. Allie Balk is our second baseman. She's done a great job for us, been a great leader. Holly Johnson is a left fielder who's also contributed quite a bit this season. Danielle Trezzo is at third base. She's come on strong for us as of late. We also have Remedy Perez at pinch hits and Nicole Tabon as well. On the mound, Bree Wonderly has really carried us in conference play. She's thrown most of our games and done a tremendous job of stepping up for us this year.
All right. Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Carol Rugman with Analyst.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good morning. You haven't played Michigan State this season as you head into the postseason. You know, just your thoughts on playing someone you've played before or playing somebody new. Is there any different type of preparation?
I think so. You know, we play each team 3 times. That's the ones that are on our schedule. So playing someone a 4th time is I think, a different animal. So not having played Michigan State, we're really excited about, you know, just the fresh, you know, approach going out and really focusing on playing our game. I believe Michigan State's, you know, really hot and has a lot of momentum. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to play our A game against this.
I have another question. If anyone else does not, I don't want to step on anyone's toes.
Go ahead, Carol.
Okay, Tyra. When you were just in State College, right? You just played there last weekend. Talk about your travel back and forth to the site.
Well, you know, to be honest, and that's basically all I know how to be, it's pretty tough. That's a pretty extensive trip for us. So our administration was great in helping us navigate, you know, the caveats. We were there during Penn State's graduation, so that also made it just a little bit more difficult last weekend. And then we've returned to campus for final exams. So we're in the process of wrapping those up, and then we'll leave out today to return to State College.
Did you fly? Did you fly both? I mean, will you fly both times?
We actually flew commercial there, chartered back. We'll charter today, and then we will bus back. So,
automobiles.
Absolutely. My associate head coach, Cassie Stanfield, put together 8 different proposals in regard to the 2 weekends, and this is the one that won out.
Well, it sounds like a good one, so good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time this morning, and good luck this weekend at the tournament.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it. See you soon.